Did you see who Alex Golish is trying to recruit now? Did you see the, after major wins to start the week, did you see who he met with yesterday? Did you see who he celebrated the big four-star offensive lineman commitment with yesterday? Mr. Apple.
Wow.
Tim Cook. Posted a picture on socials. Incredible visit to see a huge part of the Auburn family. You remember when Hugh Freeze posted about meeting Tim Cook? Me neither. You remember when Brian Harsin posted about his meeting with the most like influential tech leader of today? No, I don't either. Alex Golish meeting with Tim Cook could be gigantic, Zach. We're going to talk about how a little bit today on Village Vice. Today's show is brought to you by buyauburn.com.
Buyauburn.com
connects Auburn businesses with Auburn fans, and it connects Auburn fans with Auburn businesses. Here's how it works. Go to buyauburn.com.
Yes.
B-U-Y, auburn.com.
It's that easy. It's that easy.
Yeah. Search your categories. Find what you need. Support businesses with Auburn connections. And if you are a business with Auburn connections, reach out to us. We can get you started on buyauburn.com.
Yep. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you. So let me ask you this question first.
Okay.
Do you think the previous coaches didn't meet with Tim Cook? Or do you think they just didn't post about it?
I don't think they met with Tim Cook.
So I'm going to be honest with you. I hadn't thought about it until I saw Golish posting that yesterday. And I'm like, surely Freeze did. I mean, you can say what you want about Freeze. He found the money to pay these guys, right? Like, you could say what you want about on-field, you know, but the money aspect was not his. He was pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Harsin, whatever. And also it was kind of early in that era where, like, maybe we didn't realize how important it was at the time. But I think posting about it's big. And Golish isn't a big social media guy. Like, a lot of his stuff is just reposting what Auburn has put out, and he's just kind of sharing it. So I do think that matters. I do think that's important. But look, I mean, I'll echo the same question that every Auburn fan has echoed for years is, why is Tim Cook not more involved at the top when you talk about these big, massive Auburn donors? Charles Barkley's out there. Yeah. You're hearing other folks get out there, former athletes get out there. Cam Newton's talked about it. But where is Tim Cook? And correct me if I'm wrong, but when we stormed the field, I guess that would have been in 2017. Like, he paid the fee to the SEC. Yeah. Didn't that come from Tim Cook? But
I think so.
Outside of that, you're not hearing a whole lot about it. And maybe this is the start of a new era, which would be incredible.
Yeah, there are a lot of possibilities for how Tim Cook personally or Apple as a company could be involved. There are a lot of avenues. He has been to several games. He's been on the sideline plenty, like a few times. But if you told me, and you always kind of have to be slippery because people hear what they want to hear and they take stuff out of context. So I kind of want to
be slippery right now.
I'm going to try not to be slippery.
You're this a slippery topic, boy.
Sometimes this topic can be slippery, but you know, Tim's personal politics probably don't align all that closely with Hugh Freeze's personal politics or Brian Harsin's personal politics.
Okay.
I'm not saying that should matter or does matter.
Comment makes sense, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's a very slippery conversation to get into. And I'm not saying, like, Gus's person, because he was on the sidelines when Gus was here. I'm not saying his politics don't align either with Hugh or Harsin or that Golish's don't. I just, if you told me that one of the reasons Tim Cook is a little hesitant, has been hesitant to get involved, is because he didn't feel like there was total alignment in key areas. Okay. Is that fair enough? Is that general enough to say?
I don't know enough about the situation to comment there, but it doesn't sound crazy. Doesn't sound crazy at all. I could see that totally being reasonable. And so, you know, Golish though he's placed the priority. My wife made this smoothie. Yeah. All in my teeth right now. So
what is in it? What's in your teeth?
It's delicious. It's like blueberries, honey. I think there's some Greek yogurt.
That's good.
Coconut water, it's protein good. Powder. It's delicious.
Man, that's like good. That's like the a superfood smoothie.
Yeah, I think they call it superfoods, Brad. Yeah, I think you're on it.
Is it blueberries stuck in your teeth?
Yeah, the blueberries, it's like the bits. You know, like when you blend blueberries, it's just like
little grainy bits. Sure.
Yeah, I'm okay right now, though. But no, Golish has made a priority of bringing people back. I mean, I haven't really seen this discussed that much outside of like social media, but Bo Jackson being a Big Cat Weekend?
Yeah.
What were the other people doing? Like, that's incredible. Right.
Yeah.
That's incredible. You're bringing Cam in for the scrimmage and all that. Like, he's done a good job of like just asking people, just be here, just be around, the program. And should that extend to influential members, you know, of the Auburn alums?
Yeah.
Probably. It probably should. So Golish, the pictures look like Golish went to him. Is that what you took away from that?
That's what I took,
Yeah. Which is great. So I don't know. He's thinking of everything.
Yeah. I think, sir, like your first thought goes to, well, Apple jersey patches. No, that's not really what Apple does. I don't think we're talking about stuff like that. Field logos, court logo. I don't think we're talking about putting the Apple logo on a bunch of stuff.
Sure.
And it may be as simple. I love that I hadn't even actually gone to this point. I love that you made it. Just the visibility is positive. Again, correct. He's the leader of the biggest tech company out there. So just be visible, be around. And that's been the message to Bo and Cam and the other former players, because these guys get asked for stuff all the time by everybody, Auburn or otherwise. They get asked for stuff all the time. And I think it's really attractive to them when Alex Golish goes and says, I don't really want to ask you for stuff. Just be around. Just your presence. And I think that resonates with people. So if they got nothing else from it, 18-year-old, 17-year-old recruit, transfer guy, whatever, like, oh, no kidding, for real? The CEO of Apple is an Auburn guy, and he's around? Oh. And it affects the brand in a positive way.
Tell you what, like 2 months ago, Apple came out with their new MacBook.
Yeah.
It's the Apple Neos. Uh-huh. It's like their competition against like a Chromebook.
Yeah.
It's their cheapest MacBook. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Strongly recommend.
Okay. You have one.
Use it every day.
Nice. Okay.
Haven't used a laptop in years. Love this one.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Good. What if Apple supplied Auburn football with MacBooks?
That'd be cool. But then once again, the stuff like that, Auburn football can afford MacBooks for the players.
Yeah, there's money for it.
I don't think it's about that. I'm with you. Right. I think you nailed that.
Yeah, that it's just presence.
What we didn't nail yesterday?
What?
People from Delaware?
No, and I hate that because we should always remember.
Oh, say it. Finish sentence. No, when you nail people from Delaware.
That's not.
Why is that funny?
It's not. It's not at all. So. Yeah, we missed that Angelo Blackson was from Delaware.
We missed another one, too.
Who's the other
one? That I realized this morning.
Oh, no.
On the roster now.
No kidding.
Yep.
Who is it?
Guess. I'm going to make you guess one. Xavier Atkins. You think Xavier Atkins is from Delaware?
No, it's the most ridiculous guess.
Joe Simmons is from Delaware.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he's still new enough. I shouldn't have known that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, pretty important. Pretty important.
Yeah, are good offensive tackles from Delaware now?
How about
I don't know.
How about Delaware? I didn't realize Delaware was the offensive capital of the tackle capital of college football.
Delaware, more like unaware. Am I right?
What did Delaware, boys? What did Delaware? She wore a brand new jersey, and it was an offensive tackle's number.
That was worse. That was really bad.
It was. This is totally gone. We need to save it with an ad read. Can we please?
Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Roback.
Oh, thank goodness. Whew. Barn 20 is the code. Barn 20. Put it all together. You save 20% on your entire order. Their hoodies, their polo shirts, their quarter zips, their shorts, their hats, belts, all the accessories.
Brad, if my order at Roback is $200 and I use code Barn 20, how much money do I save?
You would save $40.
If my order at Roback is $1,200.
Yes.
How much money would I save?
Oh, you'd save $240.
If my order at Roback was $862.
Yeah.
How much money would I save?
$170.
Exactly $170?
$170.40.
Okay. I love that you acted like you weren't typing that in just then.
Yeah, no, I got it right there.
Yeah. You ain't slick.
No, I'm not. I am not. And that's...
Yeah, roback.com, promo code BARN20. Yeah,
please. Okay, so the SCORE Act was pulled from the Congress floor. They're not going to vote on it today. There's too much separation between the two sides. Congress or the SCORE Act and the people involved in the CSC say, we want regulations. And the players are like, we don't. We don't want regulations. We have all the leverage, all of it, all the leverage. And we want to keep all the leverage. And they can. And they can right now. So yes. Why would they want it any different?
That's right.
This is such a major hurdle. Is this ever going to get done?
Yeah, it will. I mean, it's going to be years from now, but it will get done. Sure.
Okay. I mean, you got right now Republicans and Democrats having to work together to do anything in this country is impossible.
You're so political today.
It's part of life.
Yeah.
Part of life. Part of sports. Kind of a big deal.
Sure. You're a big deal.
I don't thank you, Zach. So are you.
You're welcome.
I don't think they're ever going to get it. I don't. I think the day is coming where the only way to get rid of this to clear up the antitrust stuff is everybody just break away. Somebody's going to have to break away. The NCAA isn't going to ever have a complex in place that brings any structure that's sustainable.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. And it usually in situations like this, there's like a best option that like the majority of people recognize and agree.
Yeah.
And that's not like there's not an ideal option on the table. I mean, people think and talk about sports all day long. That's why we get to do this for a living. It's because people are thinking about it all day long.
Yeah.
And there's not an ideal scenario that involves the NCAA. So I think you're right.
They're just so far away on the major stuff. So far away on the major stuff. And again, like as much sense as it makes, like if we just look at it from the fans' perspective, well, there ought to be guardrails. There ought to be. That's true. That's objectively true. But like both sides have to be willing to come to that agreement. And right now, anybody representing players has no incentive to put guardrails up. None.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking with somebody who covers the NFL a few weeks ago. We were talking about like contracts. And I'm like, you know, what is a player that's like your 50th guy? Like, what does he make? And it's just like, you're thinking about these players that take a pay cut to go to the league. This is like, is that sustainable? Is that sustainable when the rosters are like twice as big?
Yeah.
It's insane.
You would think, Zach, that the NFL would be the biggest driver of change in college football because they want to protect their product.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not I mean, their product.
What happens, especially when we get this 5-to-play-5 thing? Mm-hmm. And I don't think this is going to happen this year, but I think it'll happen eventually if things don't change. With a player like Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah.
Who could have been arguably the first pick in the draft last year if he came out. Receiver at Ohio State, for those who don't know. And what happens when a team like an Ohio State or a USC or an Oregon or a Miami, you know, any of these teams is kind of known for throwing the money around, throw so much at him where he's like, you know what? I'm going to make so much more money.
Yeah.
If I play all 5 years of college football here and then go be a draft pick. I think it's going to take something like that before the NFL gets involved. And the NFL may not. I mean, the NFL is a proud league, and rightfully so. They've earned it. They've absolutely earned it, much like the SEC under Greg Sankey is a proud conference. Once again, they've earned it. It's like, if you want something, you come to us. We're not like outwardly going.
Right.
So I don't even know if that would really change anything as far as how the NFL feels about it. But I think it would take a lot of those instances where all these incredible athletes are choosing to stay for 4 or 5 years because they can just make more money in college.
Yeah. And even if it's just limiting transfers, like you would, again, the NFL's not in a weakened position. They're not, they're the strongest sports league on the planet.
Right.
So they're not in a weakened position, but you would think even so, like they would drive preserving some elements of the college game that make that separate it further from the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want college to look like NFL free agency. You don't want it to look like, you know, salary caps and stuff like that. You want there to be as much separation as possible to continue to enhance the value of their product, continue to enhance, not stay put. So,
right.
But you haven't really seen that to this point. I don't know. It seems like the more they talk about it, the further they get from an actual solution that's plausible. Not that
it's like more issues pop up the more they talk, which is unfortunate.
All right. Moving to the last point of the day, you got the SEC baseball tournament starting today, 4 games today, 4 games tomorrow. Auburn scheduled to play the late game tomorrow night. So I had a post yesterday that was not intended to draw the attention of Alabama fans.
Oh, no.
But it always does. When I post anything that is even like that's 1% tied to anything Alabama does, they come out of the woodwork.
And you don't ask for that at all.
I didn't with this.
No, you so never.
I took a post that referenced Schlossnagel, Wes Johnson, who won Coach of the Year in the league, and Rob Vaughn. And all I said was, he's the Alabama baseball coach, by the way, for those who have no clue. Of course, half our audience, or not half, but a lot of our audience are Alabama fans. You may not know who your baseball coach is. Rob Vaughn is his name. So, but I don't ask for it. My post was simply Butch Thompson took a team, won 17 games in the toughest schedule in the SEC, was led by a freshman in batting average and earned run average in conference games, went 9-6 against top 10 teams in the second half of the schedule, and doesn't get a mention in the Coach of the Year discussion. Doesn't get a mention? How is that right? I'm not whining about it. Look, Wes Johnson won Coach of the Year and probably should have.
Yeah.
But can we at least put Butch in that? Like, to not even have him in that discussion is wild to me. You have true freshmen leading your team in hitting and in earned run average. You have the best earned run average in college baseball. The best ERA in college baseball. And you don't get you're not even in the Coach of the Year discussion? Get real. Boy, that got a lot of people's attention though yesterday that I did
not have. What was the discussion? What was the pushback?
Well, the only way, you know, Alabama's in a total rebuild. Auburn was supposed to be good this year. That was one of it, which is a weird flex. Like, we were supposed to be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If only there were a way to see what those teams did head-to-head against Auburn. Like, I wasn't saying Auburn won the series. I know what happened in the head-to-head matchups. Do you think, Coach, of your discussions come down to six games or three games?
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem that we have as college base, as people who college. Let me stop.
Yeah, start that sentence over, Brad.
Getting ahead of myself a little bit. That's the problem we have as people who follow college baseball, is we want to make it about a game or three games or six games, and it's not. You don't play balanced schedules. It's a long season against a whole bunch of teams. And it's a major self-own when you're calling other people out based on three or six games in a schedule. So I wasn't running down what those other coaches did. It's possible to say Auburn's coach should have been at least in the discussion and also not tear down what they did. And that was the goal. Completely reasonable, not trying to set stuff on fire.
Yeah.
But they can't help themselves. They're so insecure and little, they can't help themselves. So that was interesting that happened yesterday.
Yeah, you don't ask for it at all.
Nope.
You don't ask for it at all. And I respect that about you.
Simply trying to point out what Auburn accomplished.
Yeah, sure.
Not trying to tear down anybody else.
Right.
Thought that was pretty obvious to anybody with a quarter of a brain. Like, anything that's an IQ over the temperature that's set in their house.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you think we'll play tomorrow night?
I would say it's 50-50.
From you being a part of the broadcast standpoint, how does that work? You don't know if you're going to play tomorrow night or Thursday morning.
It means I'll go up tomorrow afternoon. We have a Golden Flake luncheon with Golish tomorrow. Like, he gets to meet Tim Cook yesterday and then gets to talk to me tomorrow. Isn't he excited about that?
Wow, what a turnaround.
And no, right? And then we'll probably bash other schools' baseball coaches during the luncheon. It'll be great fun. And then I'll go to Birmingham and we'll just wait. If we play, then we're there. If not, we'll play Thursday.
Got it.
But the way they structured the tournament, with only two games on Thursday, if we don't play Wednesday, we'll play Thursday morning and the tournament will still be on schedule.
Which was a nice touch by the conference.
Yeah, going to this single elimination format allowed them to
be
a little more flexible.
Yeah.
Which you have to be this time of year in Hoover, Alabama.
For sure. All right. I think that does it for today's show.
Thank you, everybody, for watching or listening, taking in the show, however you do it. Please subscribe. And remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.